Question for you this morning. Do you have an old church hymn that you catch yourself singing at times? A lot of mornings I would saddle old Chalk and ride down to the north bottom to check cows. It may be a frosty morning with the ice sparkling on the grass. As the sun rises above the trees, you feel the ray of the sun begin to warm your face. All the while you hear the birds singing their morning songs. And maybe a rabbit runs out in front of you and bounces down the trail. Then you look out across the river bottom, watching an eagle soaring through the sky and looking for his morning meal. And there she is, an old mama cow cleaning up her newborn baby. It's moments like these that remind me that God is good. And a lot of times it will bring a song from my heart to my lips. One song that I often sing is a song titled, I Believe in Jesus. I like this hymn because it is an affirmation of our faith and belief in Jesus. It has phrases in it such as, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he stilled storm Galilee. I believe he walked on the water. I believe he spoke to dead Lazarus. I believe he made the blind man to see. I believe he died on Mount Calvary, and I believe the tomb was found empty. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we also affirm our belief in Jesus. We are saying we believe he died on the cross for our sins, and that he will be at the table with us today when we partake of these emblems. Just imagine Jesus sitting across the table from you today as we commune with him. What do you say to him? Do you tell him you love him? You may say he knows my heart, therefore I don't have to tell him. My wife knows I love her very much, but she sure loves to hear it from my mouth. Jesus is no different. He wants to have our love expressed to him. He also wants us to express our needs to him. What are your needs? Are you at unrest? He is the Prince of Peace. He offers a peace that surpasses all understanding. Are you sick? He is the great physician. Are you alone? His words offer comfort. Are you grieving? He is the man of sorrows. He has experienced loss. Are you being tempted? He was tempted in every way we are, but overcame. He promises to provide a way of escape from every temptation. Are you lost? He is Savior and Redeemer. He is King. He is Lord. This is a glimpse at the Jesus we commune with today. I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. I believe the tomb was found empty. And I know he is the answer for me. Bow with me. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we come before you now. Thanking you for your son, Jesus. He was so good to us, Father, that he's so good that he gave his life for us. We pray, Father, now as we partake of this bread, we may remember him until he comes again to claim his own. It's our prayer in Christ's name, amen.